If the truth were to follow their whims and desires, the heavens and the earth and everyone in them would have been brought to ruin. No, indeed, we have given them their reminder, but they have turned away from it. At this moment, as you watch this film, many people are suffering oppression. Others are starving. Some are made to work from an early age. Still others have lost contact with home. Family and children have been exiled from their lands. One can see images of such people just about every day, in newspapers and on the television. Yet most of us forget the very existence of these people as we turn the pages of our newspapers or change channel on the television. So long as people continue to behave so thoughtlessly, the injustice and suffering in the world will never end. The solution is an ethical understanding aimed at helping people with no expectation of anything in return. The only source of understanding is religion. People who sincerely believe in religion can make sacrifices to earn God's pleasure and stretch out a helping hand to others. God describes the believers possessed of such a fine model of morality in these words in the Quran. They give food, despite their love for it, to the poor and orphans and captives. We feed you only out of desire for the face of God. We do not want any repayment from you or any thanks. Truly, we fear from our Lord a glowering, calamitous day. The morality that God has chosen for people requires love, compassion, and sacrifice. Only when people adopt such a moral model can they achieve true peace and justice. Otherwise, injustice will continue to fill the world, as it does today. Today, for some people, rather than being a public service, politics has turned into a profitable industry. In this sense, in politics, someone is considered successful if he hangs on to power. Consolidates and secures it in the face of all unfavorable circumstances, and if possible, acquires even more. Anyone who thinks in this manner can easily resort to all forms of hypocrisy and deception. Far from serving the people, he will have no compunction over trampling their rights underfoot. The situation is even worse in many countries that are governed by decree. People live in terrible poverty and struggle against hunger, drought, and epidemic diseases. Yet their leaders live in terrible debauchery. Just like Mobutu, the dictator of Zaire, who died in 1997. When the Zairean people fought for every loaf of bread, every month Mobutu would send his private plane to France to fetch his personal coiffeur. Mobutu took possession of all the country's underground resources and diamond deposits and ignored the suffering and starvation of his people. Despots like Mobutu are examples of how lack of faith can silence the voice of conscience. In one verse, God stresses the dimensions of the threat such people pose to society. Whenever he holds the upper hand, he goes about the earth corrupting it, destroying people's crops and breeding stock. God does not love corruption. The fundamental cause of these twisted views and immorality is failure to live by religion. People do not behave in a fair, just, and compassionate way because they have no fear of God. Since they ignore the fact that they will have to account for their actions in the hereafter, they engage in all forms of cruelty and immorality. It is for these reasons that the solution to the injustices in the world lies in the values of the Quran. People who survive by scavenging through rubbish bins. Children forced to work and risk their lives for pitifully little remuneration. The homeless forced to live out on the streets. Children dying of malnutrition. And many similar problems, all ultimately stemming from poverty, occupy the attention of the entire world. Even in such a wealthy country as America, the number of people living in poverty has trebled in the last 20 years. The only way to put an end to such injustice is for the wealthy to turn to the morality of the Quran. To sacrifice a part of that wealth and help the poor and needy. Not to inflict things they would find disagreeable on others. To help others for the sake of helping, and not to show off or to further their reputations. The solution that will bring with it social peace and justice is the adoption of these moral virtues. God has revealed how materially powerful people should behave in Surah 24. Those of you possessing affluence and ample wealth should not make oaths that they will not give to their relatives and the very poor and those who have left their homes in the way of God. They should rather pardon and overlook. Would you not love God to forgive you? God is ever forgiving, most merciful. In the Quran, God explains how the wealthy should address the needs of the poor. For instance, God says that some part of the goods of the wealthy actually belong to the poor. And from their properties was given the right of the needy petitioner and the deprived. In the Quran, God draws attention to honorable people who remain silent on the subject of their poverty, and He recommends that their rights be protected. Charity is for the poor who are held back in the way of God, unable to travel in the land. The ignorant consider them rich because of their reticence. You will know them by their mark. They do not ask from people insistently. Whatever good you give away, God knows it. One of the most important consequences of world poverty is the refugee problem. Hopes for better job opportunities or better living standards, or else struggle and scarcity have resulted in mass displacements, thereby causing serious conflicts between countries. Another influence that forces people to migrate is war. The violence of war and the poverty that follows on its heels have forced many people to leave their homes. Because in the war in Kosovo in March 1998, the dislocation of more than 300,000 Kosovar refugees who fled on foot left almost all of the cities in the country deserted. Meanwhile, the severe cold caused the loss of many lives during the flight. Many countries refuse to accept the refugees, despite being perfectly capable of doing so. When people come to live by the values of the Quran, however, they will be very different. They will always defend the rights of the poor, the suffering, and the exiled. One of the finest examples of this superior morality possessed by Islam is the way that the Ottoman Empire opened its arms to the Jews who were exiled from Spain in 1492 and sheltered them in the best manner possible. The very best examples of self-sacrifice occurred during the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The Muslims of Mecca fled the city because of persecution by the pagans there. Abandoning their homes, they were forced to flee to Medina. The Muslims of Medina made enormous sacrifices to help them and shared all they had with them. God describes these exemplary Muslims in the Quran. Those who were already settled in the abode and in the faith before they came, love those who have left their homes in the way of God, and do not find in their hearts any need for what they have been given, and prefer them to themselves, even if they themselves are needy. It is the people who are safeguarded from the avarice of their own selves who are successful. Salvation for mankind lies in the restoration of this superior morality that offers what it has to others for the sake of God's good pleasure, regardless of his own needs. The rage felt against other races is responsible for the majority of conflicts, fighting, and civil wars around the world. Racism or ethnic enmity is the source of this conflict. As they passionately maintain the superiority of their own race or ethnic grouping, those who believe in such ideologies harbor hatred for others. In their view, the differences between races and nations justify conflict and competition to the death. In recent times, this ideology gave birth to the savagery of Nazism. Solely in the name of racism, the Nazis wreaked terrible mass slaughter on millions just because they were Jews, Slavs, or Gypsies. There is no place for racism in the morality of the Quran. In the Quran, God declares that the various nations and tribes exist so that people might come to know each other. A believer is well aware that the only criteria of nobility is fear of God, as God made clear in the following verse. The noblest among you in God's sight is that one of you who best performs his duty. God is all-knowing, all-aware. The catalyst for the most dreadful disasters of our times was regarding differences between people not as an opportunity for cultural exchange, but as a reason for conflict. The war in Zaire between the Hutus and Tutsis, two of the tribes in the country, is a typical example of the interracial conflicts that took place in the 20th century. The two tribes became engaged in this war in the spring of 1997. the repercussions of the conflict extended over an area comprising five countries including Zaire, Rwanda, Uganda, Burundi, and Tanzania. The tribal war resulted in a major genocide which left nearly 500,000 people dead. Innocent people were slaughtered merely because they were from a different tribe. Even babies and very young children were killed. Thousands of immigrants underwent gruesome ordeals in the forests. And ultimately, the majority lost their lives from hunger and disease. In the Quran, God draws our attention to the fanatical rage of ignorant people in these words. Those who are disbelievers fill their hearts with fanatical rage, the fanatical rage of the time of ignorance. And God sent down serenity to His messenger and to the believers, and bound them to respect the formula of heedfulness, which they had most right to and were most entitled to. God has knowledge of all things. The racist movements seen all over the world expose the dark side of atheism. Peace among men will only be possible by living by and giving life to the values of the Quran across the globe. The moral degeneration we have been discussing in this film is something known to just about everyone. The great majority of people, however, never assume any responsibility for finding a solution to these problems. They do not even feel the need to think about them. Other people would like to resolve these problems, but are unable to. The reason for this failure is that the solution is invariably sought in beliefs. The solution does not lie in the implementation of this or that system. The problem is changing people's ways of living. It is one of people becoming compassionate and altruistic instead of selfish and ruthless. The solution lies in people living by the values of the Quran that God has chosen for us. Because God, who created all of us, has set out moral values by which we can all live in a spirit of well-being, peace, and security. And these He has revealed in the Quran. When those who have done their duty are asked, "What has your Lord sent down?" Their reply is, "Good. There is good in this world for those who do good, and the abode of the hereafter is even better. How wonderful is the abode of the heedful." Those who turn their backs on the values of the Quran, who spend all their lives in satisfying their own selfish desires, inflict great cruelty on other people by doing so, and are ultimately deceived. God offers them this counsel. Mankind, your rebelliousness is only against yourselves. There is the enjoyment of the life of this world, and then you will return to us, and we will inform you about what you did. At this moment, as you watch this film, many people are suffering oppression. Today, for some people, rather than being a public service, politics has turned into a profitable industry. The rage felt against other races is responsible for the majority of conflicts, fighting, and civil wars around the world. Children forced to work and risk their lives for pitifully little remuneration. Peace among men will only be possible by living by and giving life to the values of the Quran across the globe.